You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
No problem is too big or too small for Natural Ange.
Hello, Ange. Yeah, you can move your mic forward if you want a little bit. Yes. Perfect. How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
That's good.
Had a big weekend and been away and came back late last night.
Sounds like it was really fun.
Yeah, we went up to the far north and I tell you what, we had good weather. We were lying on the beach and we had four swims.
You're in another world.
I know. It's still New Zealand. You know?
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's pretty good.
I think, yeah, New Zealand weather is one of those crazy things where you'll be walking and it'll be really hot and then all of a sudden it'll just like totally change on you.
Yeah. Yeah, we sort of got into Kerikeri and it's just like, holy moly, the rest of the country's in rain here.
Yeah.
But that's the best kept secret. I won't tell you where I went. But there was a lot of vinyl and a bit of art deco. And
Oh, nice. That sounds fantastic.
It was good.
Yeah. So what are we going to be looking at today?
Well, I was just thinking about, you know, the role of the naturopath, and I just want to, because some people sort of don't really know, what does a naturopath do? And people go, and they, I was told that you always say, when you describe what you do at a party, you don't say you're a naturopath. You go, I heal people with herbs and nutrition.
Right.
Oh, you know, because naturopath's just like, what do you do with that,
so,
you know?
Has naturopath kind of got a bad name for itself?
Oh, well, some people think it's fringe or a bit weird or you're hippie and where's your purple velvet and that sort of thing. And it's just like, actually, it's the longest traditional medicine. It's been used by all the cultures. In fact, I read in the Time magazine, you know, the people who are researching for the new drugs are actually going back to the archives to see what traditionally was used, because plant medicine's got all the active chemistry in there, and that's why all the herbal settlers, when they came from all the different countries, have all grabbed their seedlings and things and planted them here. And you'll call them weeds, but in actual fact, dandelions are awesome for the liver. And there's specific herbs, which are, it's an absolute toolkit that goes outside just good nutrition, like and being good and eating well.
Right.
You know, a naturopath can actually balance hormones, they can build up your immune system. Antiviral, you know, people who aren't responding well after a virus and they're still getting tiredness or lingering sore throats and things like that. This is what we do. And stress and anxiety and mood lifters.
Stress is a big one, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, huge, huge, yeah. And I remember saying last week or a couple of weeks ago, we said, you know, like if you did a survey and, you know, the willingness to change, and there's only 9% if you're told, you know, you have to make radical changes, otherwise, you know, you get, your health's going to plummet. People would be good for about 2 weeks and then fall off the wagon, or only 9% would be worth wanting to change.
Yeah.
But in actual fact, when you do invest in it and do what the research says, and there's good research on herbal medicine, and I go to seminars all the time and things like that, there's some really good, valuable stuff, and you've got to do it. You know, if you want to live well, you know, it's all there, and we've got fantastic herbs and vitamins, and not vitamins and minerals. I rather a big salad and sardines, as you know. But if you do that and don't get stressed as much and stop catastrophizing and chill a bit and take some relaxation, and often, you know, in a naturopathic consultation, you've got to look at why people don't relax. And is it because they feel unworthy, or they've got to prove themselves, or, and it's this drive, and it comes from when they're a young child, they've got to prove themselves to their dad that they're good enough and that sort of thing. So a consultation can be anything and everything. It's individually based.
We've got a call, shall we?
Oh, we better take the call, haven't we?
Good morning, BFM. You are on the air.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi. I've got a bit of a problem with my digestive system. And I thought I'd ring up and ask Ange. And like I had an infection in my sinuses a while ago, and I was given some, probably I think what's called next generation antibiotics.
Yep.
And they're pretty serious antibiotics, and it got rid of the infection in my sinuses.
Oh, good.
But it seems to have absolutely destroyed my digestive system, I think.
Okay. So what we need to do there is you can get onto good quality yogurt.
Yeah.
If you're okay on dairy, it's a good quality yogurt. Yeah. Go 80% veggies, palm-sized protein, and also you can do some raw garlic in your salad dressings and in hummus and things like that. And the raw garlic actually gets rid of all the bad bacteria in the gut and keeps the good ones.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But also, aside from that, is if you are having real trouble with it, and it's still continuing after about a week of doing that, and it's
like, this is about a month. It's slowly getting better. But
But I reckon come in and see me, because often there can be a hidden gut infection behind that that I can work with, or otherwise there's biofilms and things like that. So I reckon...
I think I might have to come and see you, I think.
I reckon that's a great idea. So Harvest Natural Health Centre and naturalange.com, and you can book online on the left-hand side.
It was bad, but it's slowly getting better. But like, I think, you know, it's just...
Oh, I've got some great things to make it better next week, kind of thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Natural fat. Cool. I know some doctors at seminars, and they go, "God, you naturopaths have had gut health over us, you know, for years. This is amazing what you've been doing. You know, there's some really good things out there that can help with gut health." Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm going to make an appointment. Okay. Thanks so much.
Thanks for your call.
Bye. We've got another text in here saying, "Natural Ange, how do you support? How do you best support the liver when it's not functioning properly? Doctor has identified problem with blood test, but not sure what the issue is. Experiencing severe night sweats, except. Thank you for any info."
Okay, so in your diet, you always do bitters before meals. So do a salad with some endive lettuce or fresh young dandelion leaves, and that helps bring that up, and lemon juice and that sort of thing. Or you can do apple cider vinegar. That's sour, just helps get the bile out of there and activate the liver to decongest a bit. But the key herb you need here, and it's not available over the counter, is Schizandra. That does phase one, phase two detoxification of the liver. And it does a great job of reducing GGT and ALT and all those blood parameters that are up too high.
Okay.
And I've had this, it was great once, a pharmacist came to me and said, "I've used everything in my chemist, and milk thistle and dandelion and all of that." And I go, "Okay, let's have some Schizandra." And I've seen another case, it goes from hundreds down to the normal range. Yeah.
Cool.
Because you've got to do phase one and phase two detox of the liver to get the clearance out.
Cool. So that person should...
come and see me. Yes, it's the best way. In fact, when you come for a consultation, you know, you get more than what you just think. It's, you know, because I can see you in front of me, and we take the whole case, you know, like what you're taking, what you've tried, the past history, your family history, and I can sort of wrap it all up and see the whole picture, which is really good.
Fantastic. And we have got another person saying, "Buenos dias, just had an exostectomy ear surgery. Any ideas to speed recovery? Many thanks from a semi-deaf surfer." So I'm not too sure.
So what's that? He's had something taken off his ear?
Yeah, like an ear surgery. I'm not too sure actually what it is.
So anything to accelerate the healing? And which I'd probably do zinc ACE, which is always accelerates the healing. And have good quality protein like boiled eggs and fish and hummus and crackers and things like that. Because protein's all about tissue repair. So don't live on toast and tea.
Okay.
Have a boiled egg for tissue repair.
Fantastic. And we have one last one saying, "Hi, Ange, what's your opinion on, is it Turamine water filters?"
I don't know them, so I'd have to look it up and get back to you. So maybe I'll take their number down and have a look at it.
Fantastic.
But you want to make sure it gets rid of Giardia and chlorine and things like that out of your water.
Okay.
Cool. Thank you for having
me. Thank you so much, Ange, for coming in this morning. We've got actually one more that's just popped in. Do you want to answer this one?
Well, why not?
Hi, Ange, anything for recurring thrush, which is horrible.
Oh,
if anybody gets that.
Yeah. This is a real conundrum that a lot of people get stuck in. And what you want to do is, there's a really good probiotic called Femex, and I've got it at the clinic always.
Okay.
And you take it for 6 weeks, and it's morning and night, just a capsule. And you can also do it vaginally too for 3 days if you want to, put the capsule there. But anyway, aside from that, what happens is there's two bacterial strains that are really important to be down there. And you can use your canestins and things from the chemist, and that gets you back to zero. But then you can fall backwards or frontwards, and we want to go frontwards and get onto the probiotics that help fix it. And there's really good studies to prove it, that after 6 weeks, the incidence of thrush just goes away. Mm. You can do activated good, like clear water yogurt as well. You can use garlic, but this Femex is really good.
I mean, just to like knock it back.
Yeah. Like I've had some women on, you know, over the summer, and I've given them that. And when I've heard the feedback sort of in January, February, they're like, all of them are good, you know.
That's fantastic.
And it's also good for urinary infections and bacterial vaginosis too. So anything downstairs like that where you're getting it recurring, we can do something about it.
Cool. Thank you so much, Ange, for coming in this morning.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
That was Natural Ange, naturally.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.